So you may know, if you've listened to this show for any particular length of time, I think we share a particular affection for Amazon and how quickly they can get things to us with those little smiley boxes.
Right.
Well, another thing that might make you smile if you're a pet person, at Amazon's Seattle-based headquarters, human employees share their workspace with approximately 6,000 dogs on any given day. Now, before you think, that must be crazy, Amazon's fairly large. So 6,000 dogs might not be quite as nutso as it seems.
Right.
These furry friends have just one dog, a trailblazing dog to thank for their employment opportunity, Rufus.
During Amazon's
early isn't it? During Amazon's early years, a husband and wife team brought their Welsh corgi, Rufus, to the office, and he immediately won the hearts of fellow employees. Rufus made such an impact that if you click a broken link and land on an error page, his picture comes up along with three other dogs that followed in his paw steps.
Aww.
Lucy the Labrador, Sheriff the Golden Aussie Mix, and Martini, I can't pronounce it, P-A-P-I-L-L-O-N. Dog people, help me out. Papillon. Something like that?
Papillon.
While some Amazon employees receive daily catered lunches and fun stuff on Fridays, dogs get access to nifty perks as well. Not only do they get to spend the day with their owners instead of being at home, they're able to snag dog treats at every single reception desk in the company.
That's awesome.
Amazon also has a doggy deck for pets to run around up on the 17th floor, which boasts a fake fire hydrant, dog relief areas, and water stations. Additionally, the company offers a leash-free dog park where pups can play on rocks and other structures.
Fun.
Pretty cool. And on Halloween, employees and their dogs get to bond at Barktoberfest.
This sounds so fun.
That's pretty cool, Amazon.
Yeah, that's, I love that.
It must be interesting at times, but again, like, if you came in and it's like, oh yeah, a dog's there.
But what do you do if you're allergic?
That I'm not sure of.
Also, one of my friends just got a dog, and it has the best name ever. She named her dog Waffles.
Yes, Waffles.
That's a great name.
I'm just thinking, depending on the dog, because it doesn't matter if I worked at Amazon or here or somewhere else, Arlo would not be a good fit, at least as a big old lavish puppy right now, would not be a good fit for any sort of work environment. So,
right.
Oh, I'm sure there's some caveats with this, but pretty cool, Amazon.
Yeah, good to you, Amazon. I'm loving it.
Well, I'm sure you heard the news yesterday because it was ubiquitous. It was everywhere. Congratulations to William and Kate on the newest royal baby. And wow, Kate left the hospital after 7 hours.
I know.
More on that later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Okay. First, I'm more on that now because really, that poor woman.
Right?
Like, I know there was a whole team of people there doing her hair, makeup, and helping her get dressed,
but still.
No, thank you.
Still.
No.
Anyway, so the newest thing, I've been checking Twitter, an adorable Twitter feed, at Kensington Royal, some wonderful pictures of Prince George and Princess Charlotte going to meet their little brother. Anyway, I have not seen anything yet on social about what the baby's name actually is. There is a lot of speculation on what the baby's name will be. Mm-hmm. And this got us thinking. Let's focus on you now, friends. Why did you choose the names you did for your children, and how long did it take you to do so? Give us a call here, 715-723-2555, or use the WIB listener line. Text us at 715-396-1670. Why did you choose the name or names that you did for your children, and how long did it take you? Because I saw a survey that said parents spend up to 45 hours picking a name for their baby. And we were talking about this, Hillary and I were talking about it off the air, and like, well, with all the little conversations that you have,
it really could add up
to the 45-hour mark. So it's not like you're like, it's sort of like picking a pope. We're going to just stay in here for 2 days until the smoke comes out.
No.
So,
okay, so we do have some callers. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys. We named our little girl Charlie Jean.
Oh.
That's adorable. What led you to that
process?
Name?
Well, we can't even remember why we chose that, but it was an afterthought that my middle name is Charles. And
then
she said, what about Charlie for a girl? And it kind of just stuck. So then we went to Missouri when she was 2 months old, and we realized the Charlie Jean part was a southern thing the further south we got. So
sure.
It's super cute.
That is super cute.
Thanks for the call.
Super cute. Thank you so much for the call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi.
What did you name?
My firstborn, I picked her name when I was 8 years old.
Really?
Oh.
And her name is Tanya Marie.
Oh,
wonderful.
Cute.
And so, I fell in love with the name Tanya, and I always liked Marie.
There you go.
So you just combined the two. I mean, so from 8 years old, so you just kind of carried that with you all the way until you actually had a child, huh?
Exactly. And when she was born, the doctor said, "Welcome to the world, Tanya."
Aww, that's
wonderful.
So sweet.
That's how I knew.
Sure.
40 now. So they didn't have where you could figure out and find out what you were having. But I just knew, and I called her Tanya for the whole pregnancy.
That's great.
Very fun.
Yeah, so I knew very, very young, but that's what I wanted.
So. Fun.
That's
Thanks
wonderful.
So much
Thank you for calling
call.
Us. Let's take one
we'll
more
take one
call
more.
Here.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Sarah from Fall Creek.
Hi, Sarah.
Yeah.
Not Angie.
Morning. So Eric, our oldest, actually carries Bill's name. And Bill, Mr. Humble, of course, was like, "We are not naming a child after me."
Aww.
I'm like,
"Oh,
yeah, we are." So Bill's name is William Eric, and Eric's name is Eric William.
So
okay, I like
inverted
that.
Them. So,
very cool.
And then with Autumn was our favorite season, and we couldn't agree on any other girl name.
We're going to have some kid named Pumpkin Spice soon.
Yeah.
I just know it.
Right. So, yeah, so we loved Autumn as our favorite season, so we're like, hey, let's just name her that. And then after four kids, we had to stop because we couldn't agree on any other names.
There you go. Funny.
There's a lot of debate. So, you know what? We'd love to hear from you folks next hour as well, too, but you can get the text in the meantime, 715-396-1670, as we anticipate the royal baby name. Why did you choose the names you did for your children, and maybe how long did it take you
right?
to figure it out?
Absolutely. Super fun.
I named my daughter Marissa, and it's not so much the name, it's the spelling. Her dad's name is Morris. M as in Mary, O-R-R-I-S. I added an S-A to the end of his name, but pronounced her name Marissa. I always wanted to have a daughter have her daddy's name somehow put in there, and so that's what I went with.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very creative as well. And so we're continuing this topic because it's really interesting. We have some texts and Facebook messages, more voicemails. You could leave them as well. But shoot us a text at 715-396-1670. We'll give you a chance to call the studio line in just a few minutes as well. The question this morning, why did you choose the names you did for your children? Maybe how long did it take you to come up with that as
right.
we anticipate the royal baby being named? Let's get a little nostalgic and think about our kids as well here. 715-723-2555. We'd love to hear from you again. We're talking about the royal baby. What's the baby's name going to be? And I want to say, what was your baby's name? And what was your process for going through that and picking out that name? Get a little nostalgic. Give us a call, 715-723-2555 or text 715-396-1670. Hans, our friend from Weyerhaeuser, he texted in and he said their oldest is Trinity Creed. And I thought this was interesting. He said, Trinity, not after the Matrix character.
Okay.
He says, like everybody thinks. But he says she was our firstborn. She made us three. So Trinity and then Creed, after the band Creed, Scott Stapp, the song Arms Wide Open.
Okay.
That's where they got that. So I thought that was really interesting.
That's very cool.
We had Richard, who was talking about four children, and he said all first four names were from the Bible, and then their fifth child they adopted. So he says they have a Zachary, Daniel, a Rachel, an Alexander, Josiah, and Summer is their adopted child as well, too. So
very
a beautiful
cool.
compliment and wonderful family names as well.
Right. We would love to hear from you. How did you name your kids? How long did it take you to come up with those names? 715-723-2555. It took Dean and I quite a while to come up with names. We had no problem coming up with boy names. We had, like, our boy's name. Yep, done. Got it. Done. Girls' names, we struggled.
We were exactly the opposite
Isn't
then.
That funny?
Because with Cooper, we figured it out eventually. But with Nora, if Nora had been a boy, we had no clue. We were just like, we're out.
Oh, good morning. You're on the air.
Morning.
What were your...
How are you?
Good. What was your process for coming up with names for your kiddos?
Well, I'm sorry. I have a frog in my throat. Lindsay was an 80s baby, so I was in love with Lindsay Wagner.
Sure.
But I actually had two girls' names picked out, and so I waited till she was like 6 hours old, and I looked at her, and it was Alyssa or Lindsay, and I just decided she looked like a Lindsay.
There you go.
Well, I mean, sometimes
that's all it takes, right?
You just got to take a look at it, and it's like,
yeah.
Isn't it great when you take a look at your kid, too, whether you picked it out before, you're kind of picking it out in the moment there, too, making that final decision. You're like, yep, That's what it is.
That's it.
That's what it is.
I always think it's funny when people like are super settled on a name and then they have the baby and they're like, he just didn't look like a Josh to me. So we came up with something in the hospital. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
okay.
Sometimes
you just have to pick a name that fits the personality.
And yeah, happens. Well, and it's interesting, too, like with Nora. I mean, Eleanor is her full name, and that's a name I'd loved for a long, long mm-hmm. time. And Lindsay kind of loves some of the older names as well, too. So that's what we went with.
Why not? One last caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. We kind of had a hard time because my husband's a teacher.
Oh,
and
sure.
You associate names with naughty
kids.
Right.
So
yeah, I
just,
could see that.
You know.
Yeah. What did you settle on then? What did you settle on?
Miranda and Gabriella.
Perfect.
There you go.
So, well,
I mean, it
done.
Is interesting. You find out how many people you have a history with when you're trying to name your child. And then it's
right?
like, oh, that won't work.
Well, thanks so much for calling in. I'm glad you guys were able to come up with something. It is challenging. It's super challenging.
It's super cool to hear from you guys. And again, you can keep the text going at 715-396-1670. If you want to wax a little nostalgic with us, it's a lot of fun. Well, the news traversed swiftly all across the world. The royal baby's safe arrival yesterday, a new prince and awaiting his name. And with that comes lots and lots of media attention and scrutiny. It's one of those things where you say, man, it must be nice to be a royal.
No.
I do not think I would want to be poor Kate.
No.
Who has so many people just waiting to pounce and the paparazzi everywhere. So anyway, that does have a little backlash for others as well. One couple, they were probably hoping for a swift exit to take their newborn baby home. But this unsuspecting couple that also just happened to be at the Lindell Wing at St. Mary's Hospital in Paddington, London, got the shock of their lives as they emerged from the hospital. Now, for those of you who are parents, you probably remember, I mean, when you're going home, I mean, like,
you're just through the ringer.
I mean, just as a dad,
you're pretty
who
tired.
Didn't go through anything difficult, but just as a dad, I'm like, I'm tired. I want to sleep in my own bed. I've been staying up with the baby, trying to help, trying to do what I can. So I'm definitely not looking my best, feeling my best. And that isn't even a shade compared to the way my wife felt.
Sure.
Well, this unsuspecting couple were greeted by the world's media when hundreds of paparazzi started snapping and popping pictures as they walked out of the Lindell Wing of St. Mary's Hospital. Now, this couple, they're just trying to get to their vehicle, but because all of the media is there thinking Kate could come out at any moment,
second.
Which actually turned out to be kind of true because she only stayed 7 hours, reportedly.
Yikes.
So this couple comes out, and all of a sudden there's flashbulbs and cameras everywhere. I love their response, and there's some pictures online here. I'm looking at the Daily Mail website. They're like, sure, we'll pose for some pictures.
Hi, how's it going?
Good eggs, for sure. They posed before that famous door in front of dozens and dozens of journalists and photographers before leaving in a taxi and going back to their normal lives.
How exciting
I'm
for
just
them.
Wondering, like, man, I hope I could handle it with that much grace if suddenly people are taking my picture.
Well, I'm thinking as a new mom, like you're kind of teary and weepy sometimes. I'd have been like, I'm taking my picture. Yeah. That's just me, though. I mean, everyone's their own person. And what do you do?
Learning lessons on tact and grace from the Britons.
That's right.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.